from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen. Your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
We'll recap a busy week for those who were away last week. Today's Henrico News Minute for April 8th, 2024. It's brought to you today by Anchor 619.
And now for the news.
We hope everyone had a good spring break last week. If you were away, you may have missed some of what was going on in the county. On Friday, some good news after a 15-year-old girl from Highland Springs was found safe following the issuance of an Amber Alert for her abduction on Thursday morning. Ronique Poteet was found in a vehicle traveling on I-95 South near Chamberlain Avenue at about 10:20 Thursday night. The driver of the vehicle, Erlicha Williams, 28, of Highland Springs, is facing charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, accessory after the fact, and a felony, obstruction of justice and abduction of a minor. Police said that Williams knew the teen. Now, the teen's half-brother, 23-year-old Tyrell Ashley Davenport, is alleged to have abducted her Wednesday from her Highland Springs home. Davenport remains at large after a widespread search for him across the Metro Richmond area. You can read more about him and see a description right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. As we all probably know by now, today from 2 to 4:30, there will be a solar eclipse partially visible in Henrico, and the county is holding two solar eclipse events from 1:30 to 4:30 at Dory Park in Verina and at Meadow Farm Museum at Crump Park in Glen Allen. The events will feature crafts, food trucks, guest speakers, and complimentary eclipse glasses while supplies last to help ensure safe viewing. Guests are encouraged to bring a non-perishable food item to support the food pantry at the Oak Avenue complex. The first residents are moving into what was a vacant assisted living facility in Henrico that's now been turned into affordable housing. The new apartment complex called Cool Lanes Commons sits on Cool Lane near Richmond's line with the county. It includes 86 units. Owner Virginia Supportive Housing completed a $23 million renovation on the 90,000 square foot building, which had been vacant since 2007. The building offers 81 bedroom apartments and 6 studio apartments, each with at least 500 square feet of living space. The average tenant will pay between $250 and $300 per month in rent, according to officials. Police last week arrested a Yorktown woman after TSA officials found a loaded handgun in her carry-on bag at Richmond International Airport. A 9mm firearm was loaded with 10 bullets, including one in the chamber. It was the 8th gun caught at the airport checkpoints this year and the 2nd in a 4-day period. On the education front, a number of instructional assistants, custodians, and other support staff members called on Henrico schools last week to extend equal pay raises to all school employees. County Manager John Vitolkis' proposed budget for the coming fiscal year would include a 4.8% pay raise for all eligible county employees, but also an additional one-step pay increase for licensed instructional staff and bus drivers in the school system. That would amount to about a 7.2% total salary increase for those employees. That additional step is meant to address the highest vacancy positions within the school system. There are 358 teacher vacancies and about 60 bus driver vacancies. But support staff, along with some teachers, submitted dozens of comments to the school board's online public forums last month expressing their disappointment that so many school positions were left out of that additional pay raise. Our education reporter Leanna Hardy recaps those comments in an article you can find on our website today. The school officials also found that students in the English-Spanish immersion program at Holiday Elementary are 97% less likely to be chronically absent than their peers. The school system established the first dual language immersion program in the county in August of 2021. It serves a group of kindergarten through second grade students at the school. Classes are taught in both English and Spanish every day, and the K through 2 cohort is evenly split between native English speakers and native Spanish speakers. Students in the program also scored higher in both English and math than other Holiday students during this school year. The percentage of dual language students who were at or above grade level was 18.5% higher than non-dual language students on English assessments and 4% higher on math assessments. During the next 3 years, the school system will expand the program to upper elementary, starting with third grade in the coming school year. It also plans to launch a middle school dual immersion program in 2027-28 when the current second grade cohort at Holiday reaches middle school, but officials have not yet selected a middle school for the program. You can read much more about this story right now on our website as well. An audit recently released by the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General shed some light on why mail delivery has caused headaches across Central Virginia for months. The audit suggests that when the Richmond Processing and Distribution Center, located in Sandston, became the Postal Service's first regional processing and distributing center back in February, things did not go as planned. The change was made as part of the U.S. Postal Service's 10-year Delivering for America plan, meant to consolidate operations from nearby facilities to reduce costs. But the audit said that that $25.4 million change actually did the opposite, decreasing service performance for the region that continued for 4 months after the launch and incurring additional labor and transportation costs totaling more than $8 million. You can read much more about the audit right now on our website from our partners at WTVR Television. And last week, Henrico received $10.6 million in funding from Virginia to help establish a 24-hour treatment center for adults experiencing mental health crises or requiring detox services. The new facility is going to be located at the Eastern Government Center on Nine Mile Road. It will include 16 crisis stabilization unit beds, 16 detox beds, and 16 23-hour recliners for evaluation, calming, and additional treatment and support. The funding from the state's Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services will be combined with $13 million already secured from the county and federal sources to cover the total $23.6 million capital cost. Currently, the entire Richmond region has only 16 crisis stabilization beds, with 8 crisis receiving chairs planned soon. No timeline has yet been established for construction of the Henrico Center. Ready to bring in new business? Anchor 619 is your secret weapon for all things marketing. Founded by a Henrico native who has spent the last 5 years consulting businesses at Facebook, the founder is bringing her team's unparalleled expertise right here back to Henrico. Visit anchor619.com today to secure a branding, public relations, or paid media strategy session for just $250. Don't wait to get started. Sign up at anchor619.com today.